The Demon Sea.
Well, cut. You must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Sea.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Oh,
powerful.
40 years today.
What, since you first touched yourself?
No, 40 years ago today, since Bergerac first graced our screens.
Oh, John Nettles, what a man. What a
John
man.
Nettles.
Lovely fella, John. Well, I met John Nettles once.
Did you?
Yeah, 1986.
Where?
The Isle of Wight.
No, you didn't.
I did, and I was staying in a holiday camp. West Sands, I think it was called. And,
okay. A lot of the other rough kids.
No, it was Easter. It was a very quiet location. And okay. There was a playground down at the front. People who live in the Isle of Wight will know about this. It's actually been turned into flats now, but where the playground was.
So you were what, 8 years of age, 9 years of age, around that sort
of about eight or 9 years old. And the Isle of Wight is famous for bits falling off. It just crumbles into the sea, all the time. And the play park, which was basically about 150 meters away from a cliff edge, it had a big 70s metal slide, a couple of swings, like a roundabout, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Went down there, me and a rack, and I thought I'd have a go on the swings. I was on them for about 5-10 minutes. And then I had a go on the slide for 5 or 10 minutes, went down backwards, went down forwards, sideways, all the ways.
Yeah, all the ways.
And then
did you run up and down it as well, like a proper rough kid or no?
Yeah. The slidey bit and then you put your hands on the handles and slide down on your hands down the steps. Did all that.
Yeah.
And then John Nettles turned up in a pair of shorts and he said, can I push you on the swing? I said, yeah, no problem. And
did he jump?
He pushed me on.
Yeah. If John Nettles, people are listening to this podcast, which I'll be honest is in stretch, can you please not sue us for defamation of character?
I mean, basically, he said, do you want to go? I said, yeah. And we played. He said, do you want to go on the slide? I went, yeah. We went down both ways, up and down. A human chain up and down it. And they said, do you want to come in the bushes? And I said, no, and ran off.
Yeah.
Fact. John Nettles' story. Strong opening gambit. Strong opening gambit. To
you're not confusing stuff. The Isle of Jersey with the Isle of Man, are you?
No, it was the Isle of Wight. I was on the Isle of Wight.
I got my Isles mixed up. Should you get your Isles mixed up? I get my Isles mixed up.
All the time. All the
Isle of Man, Isle of Wight, Scilly Isles, Jersey, Sark,
Guernsey. I had a conversation about Madeira.
Barry Island, Sully Barry Island.
Yeah.
Lindisfarne.
The island of Dr. Moreau.
The Outer Hebrides, the Inner Hebrides, the Shetlands.
The actual place, Ireland.
Ireland.
Yeah.
Northern Ireland.
Yeah, this island Earth, all of the islands, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It can be confusing, but hopefully...
Island, the clothing, the shop that used to be around, you know, Island Clothing.
River Island, was it?
River Island.
See, again, getting confused just over that, you know.
Rivers of Babylon.
Babylon
5.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Five Go Wild in Dorset.
Yeah. What was
Dorset
that?
Dorset Tees.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
First bite into caramel wafer in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And choo, 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 there's something or other in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Something, something, there's something, something. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now, there was another version of that.
Yeah.
It went to 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Grandpa took a gun. Shot my granny up the fanny.
Yeah.
Classic.
But didn't Advertising Standards Authority said that was not suitable for a child-friendly snack bar, didn't they?
Yeah, but they did allow tree ball mints or a mindy bit stronger, shove them up your ass and they last a bit longer.
Yeah.
They allowed that.
And well, that's a test case, wasn't it?
Because we all used to go to school with a big bag of tree ball mints. We'd empty all the tree ball mints into a bag and we'd see how many we could push up.
Yeah, why not, isn't it? Why not? A tree ball, of course, is Robert backwards.
It is. And Robert was the record holder in the school, got 15 up himself.
Did he?
And then we poured a bottle of Coke up him and he shot across the yard like a human rocket.
Oh.
Wonderful lad.
Robert Mann burning down the streets of
Wonderful. Yeah. Absolutely wonderful. Hyped for today's show then, Mike?
Oh, I'm actually stoked, as the Americans would say.
I am.
Absolutely stoked, John. I'm just, you know, because obviously we were away last week and the artwork Jody Actor filled in for us.
He took in, he did a very good job.
He was glad of the 20 quid, wasn't he?
Yeah. I mean, was
which is 20 quid more than we get off these type pricks, by the way.
Exactly. And that 10
he's actually made more off this than we have.
Mm. I've worked Geordie Actors minted off of this, and look what we've got.
He's nothing. Living life, isn't he?
Absolutely nothing. A
couple of ghost tours, this.
Yeah.
I think he works on, I think he does like a night porter job at one of the hotels as well.
I think he tried to do a bit of bouncing, but people recognised him from a flake advert in 1993, and he kept getting shit for it. So
only
he's,
the crumbliest, flakiest chocolate tastes like chocolate never tasted before. Love I can see you lying in a bath, eating a flake, all seductive.
Oh, I'd love to get in a bath. I'd love to get in a bath of beans and have a flake. God, imagine that.
In lush, that would.
People don't do that anymore.
Flake drop in your chest hair all melt.
Oh, class.
And you can just get it up with a tomatoes and some bean juice.
Oh, class in a glass.
Lush, absolutely lush.
Cold bean juice, disgusting. Imagine that coming out of you.
Absolutely wicked.
Absolutely disgusting. Yeah. How was your weekend?
Don't see flakes much these days.
I don't... What was the other one?
I haven't seen it for a long time.
Yeah.
Well, Ripple's like the genteel flake, isn't it? It's like a covered flake.
Posh.
It's a flake with his trousers on.
Yeah. That is the one of the posh.
Think of it.
Let me think now.
Always combine the suck with a flake, otherwise you get crumbs on you. But if you get the suck wrong, you will suck chocolate flakes into your windpipe.
Yes. The other thing? There was another one that was very much like flake, but it was like
playing Russian roulette.
If you could imagine strands of chocolate that have been formed into...
I know you're on about. What they call a Cadbury...
It had like a sort of chocolate mousse centre, but it had like a sort of strands of chocolate around the outside. And it came...
No, well, it wasn't Buffalo Girls going around the outside, was it? It was...
Buffalo Girls go around the outside. Two Buffalo Girls go around the outside.
Right. Why is Robert Walden from Weekend World? Welcome to the Weekend World. Why is he singing the Buffalo?
Malcolm McLaren. Today, Malcolm McLaren introduces.
Hello, good evening. And, no, I'm doing David Frost now.
Hello.
Welcome to the Weekend World. Go on, sorry. To David Frost, go on.
Hello, good evening, and welcome. That was sort of.
I'll do Robin Day.
Go on.
Thank you, there, the art. Here we go. There we go. That was Robin Day off question time there. Circa 1986.
The younger listeners are
they'll love this. The youngsters, won't they?
They are going nuts for this. I tell
dropping
you what.
A bit of fucking Robin Day on them early doors.
Fucking lovely stuff. Absolutely lovely.
Thank
stuff.
You. There, the art. Here we go. You always had a nice big intake of breath first. Thank you. Yeah, there we are.
He's what you call a mouth breather.
He was a mouth breather. Yeah, a bit disgusting. Like Gordon Brown does that sort of weird little, you know, before they. Yeah.
You. There's always
Robin
a film.
Day, no relation to Darren Day, of course.
No, he breathes quite normally through his nose.
Or Judgment Day.
Yeah, one of the best days. What's your favourite day? That's a good way to get into the podcast. What's your favourite day?
Oh, good. Day after tomorrow.
Oh. Good. Very
so
good.
I'm always focused on the fun, you know. I'm future focused.
Yeah.
You know, they say, John, the past is history. Yeah. Tomorrow's a mystery.
Yeah.
Today. The present is a gift, so that's why they call it the present or something, don't they?
Yeah. Well, there's that old saying. Always
do that one. I saw that on the range on a poster. It was so inspiring. I went out and I literally just dropped my pants in the middle of the car park and whacked off because I was so excited to see that.
I like it.
I was so inspired by it.
I like cushions that say things like "keep calm and drink wine." I love them.
Oh yeah, I often get a boner over those as well.
I'm really into them.
Fucking love them.
Anything like that.
Live life and. Live, laugh, and love. Whenever I see that, I do exactly that. I start living, laughing, and loving straight away.
What I do is I go to the homeware section and I look through the sort of, well, I go to the kitchenware section. I get a corkscrew and I stick it in my eyes repeatedly and then down the cock, then into the anus just to teach myself a lesson.
Yeah, nice. Well, you know.
Just for looking at it. Hyped for the supernatural paranormal element today?
You know me. I love it. I love all things supernatural. I love ghosts, goblins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ghoulies, long-legged beasties,
aliens,
things that go bump in the night, aliens, time slips, poltergeists, werewolves, Dracula's, Frankenstein's,
werewolf. You've done, haven't you? You've done werewolf.
Done werewolves.
A slug, but with a human dick and fangs.
Yeah. don't know what that's called. But they were in Greek mythology, weren't they?
A slick. It's called a slick.
I believe that Jason fought a slug with a human dick in front of him. Yeah. Wasn't that the one that was in the labyrinth?
David Bowie.
Like a human slug in a labyrinth with a human with a big dick and fangs.
Well, I'm thinking of Paul Daniels.
Which Jason defeated with a big bag of salt.
I'm thinking of Paul Daniels.
That's where Jason and the Golden Wonder came from.
Yeah, one of my favourite films.
Big bag of Golden Wonder, salted crisps, and he just chucked them over the slug and, you know.
Couldn't get enough of it.
King went fucking bananas and it was all good. I think that's the thrust of most of the Greek myths, isn't it?
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. I like a good
There's always some bloke, you know, who was on some sort of quest and there was a god who got fucked off and there was a...
He's got to go somewhere. Some
weird, like a man or woman that was, you know, had bits of other animals as part of them.
Yeah, a horse's dick for eyes or something like that.
Yeah, that was the one, yeah. I think his name was, what was his name?
Horsius.
Equius. Equius had two horses' dicks for eyes, didn't he?
Yeah.
The punishment from the gods was he had to, every day, he had to impregnate a mare with each of his eyes.
By headbutting it.
Yeah, repeatedly. Yeah. You laugh, mate. There's some people who would love that show, honestly.
That's true, actually.
Remember that Channel 4 programme where the bloke who was shagging a donkey?
Oh, but, well, in that, I think it was the same one. There was a bloke who was in love with a car and he wore a hat with sort of rabbit ears on the top. And halfway through the show, the camera crew were like, hang on a minute, we're staying in a hotel. And they pulled the curtains back. And he's been on the crew car. And they went out the back and there was some of his goo.
There was evidence.
Over the back tyres.
He'd evidenced all over the back tyres.
Yeah, total evidence. And there was a woman who married the Eiffel Tower, I think, on that as well.
All right, well, yes.
That was a bit weird.
Very impressive.
You've got to have a laugh. That's it.
You know, the one horse shagger bloke, I think he ended up dying, not as you might think of from the actual act of shagging a horse, but he was so in love with the horse, he got a tattoo. Remember this?
Right.
A friend of his, imagine that, a friend of his tattooed the horse that he was in love with on his chest. And he was like a sort of backyard tattooist. And he died of hepatitis, I believe.
Jesus Christ.
From the horse tattoo.
You don't expect...
The path of true love never did run it smooth, John. That's what, you know.
That's true.
Shakespeare.
Even if you've got dicks for eyes, you know, you can't have everything. Yeah. Should we...
They're a nasty bunch in the old Greek gods' mind. They couldn't just fucking kill you and be done with it. They had to torture you first.
But it's all about the punishment.
Pecked out and,
yeah. That's fair enough.
You think they'd be above that, though, wouldn't you?
If I was going to punish someone, I think what I'd do, and I've said this to you before, instead of sort of directly attacking them or, you know, enslaving them, I'd just slowly poison them. Slowly poison them over a period of months. Very easy thing to do.
Nice.
Just pop a bit of... a weed killer or something in their ready break, but you'd have to move in with them in that case. So,
yeah,
do you know how that would work?
Well, you sort of gain their confidence, and then you slowly poison them, I suppose.
Go around their house every day with a donut. All right, Kyle, do you want one of these donuts?
Do you want a bit on this, mate?
Yeah, they're nice.
Kyle, you want a bit on this, mate? He's fucking smart as fuck, mate.
Kyle,
only a taste of fucking rat killer, mate.
No, it's a new flavour. It is from Argos. They got a new
That's
rat killer
Krispy Kreme, mate. That is.
No, it ain't Dodge, mate. It's fucking Argos Krispy Kreme. But what they do, they put weed all in it. And then it tastes better for you because it's got vitamin C, which helps your lawn grow and all, don't it? So have a few of them, right? And just keep eating them. And I'll come round on Monday with another 12. And I'll do that on Tuesday. And I'll do that on Wednesday. And Thursday I'll come round. And if you're still breathing, I'll come round on Wednesday with another 12, won't I? You fucking peen.
Yeah, why is it... But why is he/you killing the person in the first place? Do we ever find that out?
Because what he crossed me like. He fucking crossed me, didn't he? What happened was like... I got a Nintendo Switch and I had Legend of Zelda on it, or whatever the new Zelda game's called. Yeah. And of course he come round and he said, let's have a go on your Zelda, mate. I saved my progress. I done exceptionally well. And then he comes in and resets it. resets the whole fucking game. I had to start again, didn't I? I was not happy, so I got him 12 Weedol donuts. Took the Weedol. Took the Weedol donuts around his house. Forced him to eat all 12 Weedol donuts.
He got a fucking... Fucking learned his lesson, mate, didn't he? If he's gonna fuck with you, mate, he can have his weed all donuts all day long.
If he weren't fucking with me, he wouldn't have ever have to have eaten them weed all donuts, but I fucking sorted him because he fucking crossed me. And if you cross me, you get a mouthful of weed all donuts, mate.
Yeah. That'd be a lesson to him anyway.
Exactly. And you know it's a good podcast when you start getting warm and I'm boiling, I'm sweating like a maniac. Here we go.
Yeah. I'm all right today. I'm in the bar, but I'm just chilling. I got shorts and t-shirt on. I don't normally wear shorts and t-shirt, but it's quite nice.
Trousers off or?
No, just shorts on. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm wearing underpants and everything. Just,
okay. That's cool. Your kecks. All
sexy like.
You know, I always like reverting back to, of course, the B side of the Frankie Goes to Hollywood record.
Yeah.
And what was he? I wear
Two Tribes Savage.
I've
got the names wrong. I'm sure I got picked up by some point. If any prick listens to this anymore, they'll pick me up on. I've got the name wrong of the band.
Yeah.
But fuck them, I don't care. They're not paying for it. So
I think it was Frankie Goes to.
Yeah, but there's Holly and Paul. They weren't involved in the B-side interview shenanigans. It was the other ones.
Right.
There was Mark, there was Nash.
I'm Nash, and I'm a red.
He goes, my name's Mark, and I'm a red usual. Yeah. My name's Peds. I like some people and I hate some people. My name's Nash and I wear kecks to make it look like I got a big packet. So along those lines. I might have got the names wrong, but the thrust of it is that one of them's got a big dick.
That's what it's all about.
You know. I love that. I love that record as a kid. Two Tribes, 12 Inch.
Wonderful, wonderful piece of music. Thick and fast now. I reckon we're in the second phase of this episode so far.
Not surprised.
But we've done a couple of voices. We've talked about dicks for eyes, so that's strong.
I should say, John.
What should we do next?
Oh, I don't care. Why do you care? What are these idiots?
Well, I'm just thinking of something, you know, something fun that I could do now I'm here.
Well, just really. Mention something that you've seen or not seen on the internet, and we'll talk about it.
All right, that's good. Let's think, what have I seen on the internet? Oh, fat kid on a scooter, and it's a little bit of security footage from someone's camera above their front door. Fat kid's going down a hill towards the end of this drive.
Yeah.
And incredibly fast, can't take the corner, smashes into some railings and makes a wonderful noise. it's the metal, folks.
Brilliant.
And what I love about it, It's reminiscent of Arthur Fowler in EastEnders when he had the breakdown.
Oh, he's the breakdown in the old in the allotment.
Oh, it was in the kitchen.
Oh, sorry, yeah. old Bill Treat. Bill Treat!
Best Christmas ever, that. Actually, fantastic.
Yeah, brilliant.
Oh, absolutely brilliant. Those were the good old days.
Yeah. I felt quite sorry for him. I didn't realise he was an actor, obviously, at the time. He was a good actor.
That performance absolutely stunned me. It was one of the best things I've seen. He's sitting in the chair.
Oscar-winning stuff, that was.
Sometimes I'll go back and just watch that. Just when there's no one in, I'll just put that on and just watch it over and over again when he smashes
the table. I can't remember why he was in such a tiz now.
He'd stolen the Christmas Club money, so...
I think he'd had an affair with a woman with the mad eyes. Looked like Helen Lederer.
That was later. They had a Christmas club and he's stolen all the money and he'd given everyone a great Christmas. Everyone was really like, hey Arthur, what have you got me for Christmas? Oh, I've got you everything. I got you a speedboat, I got you a motor car, I got you four types of Christmas chocolate, I've got a pie, I've got an oven, I've got you a new oven, I've got everything. It's gonna be a great Christmas, see? And then come Christmas Eve, I've fucking stacked it. I've nicked all the Christmas money, see?
Fucking nicked it, and I have.
Here, Arthur, where'd you get that motorboat from?
Oh, Pauline. Pauline. Oh, Mrs. Oh,
Oh,
great episode, that one. Great episode, that one.
Arthur's had a breakdown. He's left his food all over the floor.
Oh.
Watch out, you slip on it. Don't worry, he can wipe it up with his cardigan afterwards.
And then there was, what's the name, with a little dog, Willie. Who was a little Willie?
Yeah.
Beryl?
No, it was...
Errol. No, Errol was the fellow hot chocolate, wasn't he? Not him.
It was... she had a little dog.
Not him.
What was a...
Beryl. Beryl. Betty.
No, it was...
Agnes. Oh.
It was my little Willie.
What's his name? Happy Christmas! Duck the leg! Duck the leg! It's all coming out!
I've ruined Christmas now.
All over the turkey! It's got it over the turkey!
This is strong. This is strong. This is some great content here.
I have no idea what she was called. You were telling that spooky story about the fat kid going down the driveway and his head round a fucking railing.
So that's something I've seen on the internet this week.
I like the one of the little kid who he's been a proper bully to a big fat kid.
Yeah.
They're like a schoolyard in America.
Oh, yes.
And he's firing a few blows into this poor kid just trying to mind his own business.
Mm.
And the big kid's had a guts full of this little twat.
Yeah.
And he picks him up and body slams him. The sound it makes is brilliant.
It's horrible, isn't it?
And then number two, the way the little kid walks back off towards the cameraman. I don't know where the fuck he is. You shouldn't laugh. But
no.
You know, he's a bully.
We've seen things happen. I mean,
and what they tell you when you're in school, bullies always get their comeuppance in the end.
That's true. And you know what? I go around with fucking 12 wee doll donuts and I fucking sort them.
Think of all the bullies in history. Pol Pot, dead. Hitler, dead. Saddam Hussein, dead. Stalin, dead.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah, that's true. That is
don't
true.
Be a bully.
Yeah. But give him a dose of the wee doll, mate. Ain't you? Wee doll.
You get a response. Movie doll, are you? What's going on?
Mr. Cruthers, what is it, G? Yeah. He's back in again. He's trying to buy more of the weed doll. I've told him we can't allow him to have it unless he can prove he needs it for his garden. Look, just give it to him, Jill. We all know he's killing local bullies.
If I can't buy my weed doll here, I shall take my roundup elsewhere. Good day.
Yes, I'd like to buy 3.5 cubic tons of weed doll, some weed doll, two trolleys worth of weed doll. The liquid version of Weedol, the powdered version of Weedol, all of the Weedol you've got, and I'll just give you this blank check for all of the Weedol, please. Mm.
Oh, if you wouldn't mind. Are you going to collect it yourself, or shall I get one of the chaps to deliver to your house?
I shall send the boys round, and they shall pop it into the van.
Wonderful.
Around 3:30. If anybody
how
does
many
give
boys
me,
to be sending?
Between 12 to 13, depending on how many I can get. But each one of them has been individually bullied and they are seeking justice. And in turn, I will create a Weedle donut, which I will dish out to their enemies and they shall pay the price. In turn, Mr. Carruthers, your store will not mention to anybody that I have bought an excessive amount of Weedle for the past 12 months.
I can assure you, as always, of utmost secrecy and you're one of the most valued clients and... of course, if you send the chaps around, the young lads, I will give them all the weed all that you have asked for in plain packaging.
Very good, Mr. Carruthers. And by the way, before I leave, would you care for a weed all donut?
I don't mind if I do. Mrs.
Arthur, he's done it again. He's had a weed all donut and he's gone off and he's left the dom loo.
Thank you. Good day.
I shall require 2 pairs of pants, one clean, the other soiled. They'll be left outside of my bedroom till 7:30. I shall take breakfast 9:30. I must not be interfered with. My progress will be continued and my experiments will continue until I'm ready. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
Nobody must enter my study between the hours of 9 and 11. Do you understand? Nobody
you have my word, sir. You have my word.
Nobody must speak to me. The pants must be left on the side, one clean, one soiled, and I must be left in silence to carry out my work. It's not rocket science. Now, get me some bread and cheese and 4 packets of crisps and one of those Weedle donuts.
Yeah. Oh, goodness. Good. Great show. Like the old... like a Weedle version of Live Being Served. Ground floor stationery, gents ready-made shoes going up. Ba, 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 ba. Ba, 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 ba. First floor, Weedle! And then just, you know.
25 minutes.
Oh,
and
what?
And then there's... that's what you should resend. We've been doing the 25 minutes.
Right, okay.
E-bosses. And then there'll be, I imagine, in the shop, selling the Weedle will be... For some reason unknown to anybody, that doesn't make any sense script-wise, or it makes no sense character development-wise, it makes no sense story arc-wise. There'll be a young lady there with very big bosoms, wearing very low-cut top, leaning over the boss of the shop for some unknown reason. You know.
Now on ITV, it's BBC, wasn't it? This Christmas on BBC, enjoy a Weedle Christmas with the cast of Are You Being Served? Join John Nettles.
I'm gay.
Join John Nettles for a Weedle Bergerac special. And why not sit back and relax for a mastermind celebrity Weedle special?
They were the days when John Inman could be famous just for being like a comic book homosexual.
That was TV.
Literally, the funniest thing about that in the scriptwriter's mind was that John Inman's character fancied men, not women.
That was the comedy.
And that kept him going for about 12 years.
Well, have you ever seen, what was that thing about the language school? What was that called?
Mind your bees knees.
Mind your language.
Love thy neighbour. Sir, yes, please, sir.
Just one of them. All of them, basically. Shocking.
All of those fucking shit shows from back in the day.
Richard, we've been commissioned for another sitcom.
Fucking sexist shit shows from the 70s.
We've been commissioned for another sitcom, Richard. Wonderful. What have we got this time?
Well, wonderful news.
I've got a very good idea. It'll probably involve somebody who's possibly gay.
Does he just get on with his own life and mind his own business, or is he flamboyantly...
Maybe
some sort of catchphrase, you know.
Yeah, so something like, what could be funny if he was a man who was
just
gay.
Shouting out, I'm gay or something like that.
And that's really incredibly funny. Incredibly funny, Richard. I think we should, but let's get three of them. We'll put them on a boat and they could be headed to...
wonderful, yes.
Brilliant idea. Fish
nothing could do. I don't actually see sex.
No.
Nothing gratuitous. It'll be all innuendo. It'll be
I would be happy to see a man who is clearly incredibly old but incredibly rich with some form of nurse leaning over him, exposing her breasts. I mean, that's perfectly acceptable. I think we could do that.
If it's done in the name of comedy, certainly. I mean, you know, the joke's on the old man. Nothing gratuitous about it. Obviously, we'll give the actress no lines to speak of, and she'll sort of lean over the desk and... should be called something like Mrs. Big Tits or something.
Yeah, it's a very catchy name. People can relate to it. And I think also, if when she does bend over, we see some of the pants, there's possibly a skid mark we could see. I could certainly have...
Yes, but nothing gratuitous. You know,
nothing out of order. I think just...
At the end of the sort of ninth series, where we've completely rinsed the joke, if there was a joke to start with, then maybe all the... all the members of the shop could for some inexplicable reason go to fucking Spain together.
How about I've got it, Richard? I've got it. They go to Spain and end up eating Weedle donuts and dying. Wonderful, absolutely
good
wonderful.
God,
David, sign it off.
Good God,
Jeff,
how do you do it?
Well, it just comes naturally, you see, having incredibly rich parents, having gone to a very, very, very privileged school and being given this high-profile job with the BBC, it just comes naturally.
Get Ronnie Hazelhurst in here to write the score.
Ronnie, what are you up to? I'm just busy making these Weedle donuts at the moment, but I'll be there tinkering on my piano shortly, thank you.
The other days, Missy. That's when you could get a TV series away in those days.
Yeah, that's true. I just got to ask very quickly, producer Reese, how long left on this one?
How long we got left?
I've got to do the paranormal. Okay, let's go do the paranormal.
You got 40 seconds.
Right. Seconds. Let me just go in. Hang on.
We want to get down to 30 minutes.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, we want to get it done as quick as possible and get the fuck
let
out
me,
of here.
So. Let me just get the.
We should smash the fourth wall here and tell the our beloved listeners that we're doing actually two back to back. We're not being lazy or in any way tardy.
Never laziness here. It's not like we've got to get a Geordie actor out of.
No.
Well, as sent in by one of the fans, how long we got left, Reece?
How long's left, Reece?
5 seconds.
Okay, 411 paranormal sightings reported in Suffolk. With Halloween just around the corner, new figures have shown. How long we got left? Figures have shown that people experience high levels of paranormal activity in Suffolk. Data by psychicworld.com. How long we got left showed there were... Oh, the bloody adverts.
Oh, we're over by 10 seconds.
Sorry, we better go. Let's just
leave it there. Leave it there. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Demon Seed.
Lock up. You must be mistaken.
It's now. It's here.
Come on down here and help with it.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.